Hello, this is Erin Pavlina with erinpavlina.com, here today with another podcast. This week's question comes to me a lot. A lot of people ask me this question. They want to know, do humans ever reincarnate as animals? My answer is no, I don't believe that they do. I've done thousands of readings for clients and it has never come up that somebody was an animal in a past life. Does that mean it's impossible? No. But at this point, I can say I've never received any evidence that we come back as animals, and so I don't have any reason to believe at this point that we do. I actually believe that humans reincarnate as humans only, that when we come back, we're always human. In the same vein, I would say angels don't incarnate as humans either. There's a lot of different species out there, let's call it, and just as I don't believe we incarnate as animals, angels don't take human form. Now, I think a lot of psychics might disagree with me on that, but I believe that angels can influence humans and perhaps even use their energy as a type of overlay in order to assist a human being. But I don't believe that angels actually incarnate as humans. They don't come in as a baby and, you know, die as an old man. They can influence us, and they might even be able to insert themselves into our beingness in order to create a certain outcome that is of benefit to us, but I believe that's temporary. And also, in case you're wondering, I do see animals on the other side. So animals do have some kind of energy that stays together, the same way ours does. And when they cross over, they are still there. They're still in that same form. So one of the ways that I've discovered this was one day I was doing an in-person reading with a client, and I sat down in this big leather chair that she had, and she was sitting on the couch. And as I was doing her reading, I kept feeling like something was swiping at my hair, like something was sitting on top of the chair, and it was a high-backed chair, and was swiping at my hair. And I kept looking up, and nothing was there, and I kind of tuned in to see what this was, and I saw a orange tabby cat that was perched on top of the chair and was swiping at me. And I could see that the cat's face was very smushed in. And so I said to the lady that I was doing the reading for, I said, did you ever have an orange cat and it'd like to sit up here on the chair and swipe at people? And she said, absolutely. She said, we had an orange cat and that was his favorite spot. And if anybody ever sat in that chair, the cat would swipe at their hair. And I told her, I said, the cat's face is like very smushed in. And she laughed and she said, actually, that's true. His face was so smushed in, we actually named him Smush. So that was the first experience I had with an animal that had crossed over, and I could still make contact with it. And it was still able to convey enough information to me that I was able to identify it for my client. After that, I opened myself up to doing more animal communication readings with people, and have been in contact with dogs and cats and other various little animals, a horse, a rabbit. And what I have seen is they wait for us. They wait for us on the other side, and they wait to reunite with us, especially dogs. You know that saying, dogs are man's best friend? I gotta say that most of the animals that I see that are waiting patiently are dogs. So that's interesting. Sometimes people ask me, do animals have souls? I don't know exactly how I would answer this question. I would say on some level, yes, but I don't think it's quite the same as ours. And that's not to diminish animals in any way. I believe they do have a consciousness and they are part of source energy. But I don't think they have the same spiritual path as human souls do, and I don't think they're here to learn the same kinds of lessons. So I know that there's something there, but it's not exactly the same way as us. Also, there are celestial beings out there in the world and on other planes of existence that I also believe are part of source energy, but not of the same species that we are. So there's a lot of different energies out there, and they're not all human, obviously. In the end, though, we'll know a lot more after we get back to the ether and we reunite with our animals and our other deceased loved ones. But for now, I would say that no, we don't reincarnate as animals or plants or inanimate objects. I think we're human all the way through. For now, thank you for tuning in with me, and I will talk to you next time.